Whether you realize it or not, when it comes to you taking action, getting something done, or really doing anything at all, you've got an unknown enemy or obstacle you likely don't even realize is there. But in episode 7, I'm going to tell you what that enemy is, and we're going to talk about how to take that enemy down in 3 simple steps. No more staying stuck. No more avoiding things. Learn what this enemy is and how to get rid of it so you can actually do what you want rather than continuing to avoid it. Get ready to write some things down, dive in, and leave energized and ready to take action. Let's go. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of 9 who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. So there's this unknown enemy, unrealized enemy that you likely have. You don't, not only do you not know what it is, but you don't even know it is there. A lot of times we get stuck on the starting line and we think it's our fault. We think if only we would try harder. What's wrong with us that we can't do this? We are doing something or not doing something good enough, and that is why we're stuck. That is why we haven't been able to make this work. That is why we haven't been able to get this done or take action or stop doing something. You know what? I'm excited to share this with you. So, what is this unknown enemy? Here it is. It's resistance. We touched on this just a little bit in episode 6. And if you didn't listen to that one yet, you should go back and listen to that one because that was also a really good episode. And we touched on resistance there too. It'll also give you some really good context here. Whenever I think about resistance though, I always think of Rise of the Resistance. I guess it's just the Disney lover in me, but your unknown enemy is resistance. So let's talk about this. What is resistance defined? I'm going to define it for you here as for our purposes, as we're talking about it here today. So essentially, every time you think about or plan on doing something, there's a certain amount of resistance that you will feel. There's going to be a certain number of points of resistance. There's going to be some friction. There's going to be some pushback with yourself. And the strength of that resistance will vary depending on what the action is. So resistance is all the justifications that your brain serves you to keep you from doing the thing or taking the action. As a life coach, I say all the time, your brain's job is to keep you safe, happy, and comfortable. And so if that's its job, when it determines that taking action is going to cost you something, you're not going to be safe, you're not going to be happy, you're not going to be comfortable, and it will always cost you something. There's always a cost to doing something, and your brain, whether you realize it or not, is always calculating what that cost is. Again, whether you realize it or not. So your brain is essentially like, hang on a minute. Are you sure you want to do that? I don't think you do, and here's why, right? It might not say it in that wordy way, but your brain is like, whoa, hold it. Let's think about this a little bit more deeply. And then in come all the justifications about why you should just not take that action or do that thing. Here's the thing to realize, though. Those justifications or reasons that your brain is giving you, they're likely true. And so we fall for this trick. We fall for it most of the time. Our brain tells us not to do it. It tells us why. And we say, oh, that's right. Our brain tells us, don't do that. And here's why. And we're like, yeah, you're so right. I think I'll not do that. And so you don't. But the beauty of the secret weapon is that you know about the resistance. And when you know about the resistance, you can prepare for it. And when you know and are prepared for this resistance, you can overcome it, which means you can actually take the actions you want to take. Another one of the things I talk about all the time as a life coach, actually, I'm an intentional living coach, right? All about helping you actually do the things you want to do and not the things you don't. Not that there's always, you know, there's always going to be things that we have to do that we don't want to do, but we want to try to minimize the amount of time we have on those things and maximize the things we actually want to do. But one of the things I talk about a lot is this whole concept of diagnosing the problem versus treating the symptom. And if you think about that on medical terms, right? We can't just treat a sickness or an illness, really, without first figuring out what is going on. What is actually causing this? And again, one of the things I talk about in Accomplished Lifestyle all the time, this is my coaching community, is how most times what we end up doing is treating the symptoms of our problems. And we honestly have no idea how much smarter and how much more effective it is to actually diagnose the problem, which then means when we diagnose the problem, we can treat the symptoms in the correct way. And for our purposes here, that means then we'll actually do the work instead of staying stuck. So in this case, you'll actually be able to take the action and do the thing rather than let the resistance win. Diagnosing the problem actually is identifying the resistance. That's what you're doing. And when you know, again, what that resistance is, you can know how to beat it. You can know how to say no to your brain and actually do what you want to do rather than fall in the traps that your brain sets for you. So if you're tracking with me, and I hope you should be, I hope you are. This is big stuff here, right? I hope that there's like a big light bulb, like, wow, I never thought about it that way before. I know it felt that way for me when I first learned about this. But now you're probably left saying, all right, so how do I identify the resistance? No worries, I've got you. We're gonna talk about this. So here's how to identify it. When you're planning to do something, to take some sort of action, before you go any further, you're going to uncover the resistance. And you're going to do that in these steps. Step one, as you think about doing the thing, taking the action, you're going to ask yourself, what are my sticking points here? Where do I feel friction? Where and what is the pushback? You need to be able to identify this. So for example, let's say that you have some sort of household task or project to do, and you really don't love doing it. Let's say it's cleaning the fridge. And when you think about doing it, your brain says things like, oh, that's going to take so long. Oh, there's so much gross stuff in there. Do you know how much gross stuff there is in the fridge? And your brain might also be saying, it always just gets messed up again. You're going to clean it and somebody's going to come and spill something in it right away. You know that's how it works. And your brain might also say, well, hey, but you also wanted to do these other things today. Why not just do those things instead? And so your brain is telling you these things. But in this case, when you are onto it, when you start hearing these arguments with your brain, you say, nope, brain, I'm onto you. Okay, we're going to take that power back. I'm onto you. Okay, so once you've figured out those resistance points, you've had all those arguments with yourself, you've uncovered what your brain is trying to serve you, then you're ready for step two. So step two then becomes offsetting or thinking over all of those things from step one. So when your brain says, oh, but that's going to take so long, you say, it's not really going to take that long. And when you do it, it will be done. I don't know about you, but there are plenty of times where I, in my brain, make something out to be this big, huge project that's going to take me forever. And then I actually do it and I say, oh my gosh, what was the problem? I was so off base in what I thought. I was so off base in how I anticipated that and how long it would take me to do that. So when your brain is trying to tell you that that's going to take so long, most likely your brain is inflating that number a whole lot. So when your brain says that, you say, you know what? It's not going to take that long. And all you have to do is do it and then it'll be done. That's how you're going to offset that argument, for example. Another example, when your brain says, oh, it's so gross, you're going to answer that by saying, you know what? It is gross. We're not going to lie here, right? Oh, it's not gross. We don't want to do that. Your brain can see right through when you lie to yourself. That's not what, that will not work. So you're going to say it is gross, but it's going to be so nice to not look at that gross every time you open the fridge. Think about that. Right now, when it's not clean, every time you go in the fridge, you're like, oh, nobody's cleaned that up yet. And you're like, oh, that is so gross. Imagine what it will be like. Give yourself the ability to say, hey, won't it be awesome when you open up the door and you don't see it anymore? The answer is yes, yes, that's going to be great. It's going to be so nice to not have to look at it. It is gross, but you're looking at it. Why not look at it, right? So when your brain says, oh, but it always just gets messed back up again. Well, this is the reason I need to do it, you tell your brain. It's getting so bad because yes, it gets messy all the time. And it's been a while since I've done it. And now it is bad. I need to just take care of it. It's not going to get any better by sitting there. This is how you overtake your brain with that argument. And with the argument that says, oh, but you wanted to do all these other things. Why not just do those? You can say to yourself, okay, well, I can still do those things too. But cleaning the fridge just needs to take priority. And again, I'm going to feel so amazing when it's done. And so I'm going to do it. So that's step two, is overthinking and offsetting. I don't mean overthinking in a bad way, because sometimes we overthink. I don't mean like spin yourself in circles overthink. I mean, think over top of your brain. Gain control back over your brain and say, all right, those are the thoughts you're telling me. Here are the thoughts I actually want to think. And I shared some really good examples there. That's all part of step two. So then that brings us to step three. Now it's time to just take the action. Just start the project or task. Because once you start, the hardest hurdle in almost all cases has now been crossed. And as humans, we like to finish things. So now you've got something actually started. So now it's like, well, I started. Not going to just start and not keep working. When we start something, we'd like to finish. Okay. So let me go back to that example of cleaning your fridge. So you say, all right, I'm just going to start. That's step three. So you might go and pull the things off of one of the shelves in the refrigerator. And this can be actually really strategic. This is a really strategic example, actually, because you know that you can't pull stuff off that refrigerator shelf and leave it on your kitchen counter for a couple of days, right? Because you don't want the food to go bad. So you're going to have to do something with it to avoid throwing the food away. So that's actually a really strategic thing. So now you've got the food sitting on the counter and you say, every time you look at it, every time you walk past, you say, oh, I really do need to finish. I really do need to take care of that. And so as you go, if you come across the resistance again, which is likely, you're just going to do the same thing. Step one, essentially, is identifying it. What is the resistance? What is my problem? What are the arguments, the excuses, the justifications, although completely true? What are those things going through my head? Identify those. And step two, once you've identified those, you overcome those. And you say, all right, well, that might all be true, but I still need to do this. It is still in my strategic best interest to take this action. And so I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to offset all those arguments with myself by thinking these thoughts instead. And then step three is do it. Take the action. Start the task. Always be looking for the resistance that you're feeling about something so that you can deal with what that is first. before you start taking any action, you have to unleash this secret weapon, this three-step strategy of identifying and taking down the enemy, that resistance. When you do this first, you're so much more likely to be successful in the things you're trying to do. And the beauty is that once you understand what the resistance is, you will know how to offset it. Isn't this kind of magical? See what I mean? You probably had no idea that this thing was there, that this enemy was there. But now that you know it, you can use it to your advantage and take it down. No more being stuck. No more showing up and not following through. You are going to show up. You are going to think through these three steps to identify and take down that resistance and then see what actually happens. See what you actually get done. See how things change. When we understand our enemy, we're able to defeat our enemy. And again, that gives us so much more time to spend doing the things we actually want to be doing. And we get to spend a whole lot less time fighting and arguing with ourselves and making ourselves feel shame and guilt because we're not doing the things. All of those things will fall along the wayside when you follow this process because it's going to bring about different results. When you have already taken down the enemy, you're going to achieve different results. So now you've got the secret weapon. Use it, use it, use it, and see how the things you do suddenly become a whole lot easier and you start crossing stuff off your list. It's magical. Until next time, make it a great day. And there you have it. What a great episode. It's kind of like, it reminds me of once you see something, you can't unsee it. So now that you know what this enemy is and that it's there, you can't unknow it. And that's awesome because you're going to be able to use this to your advantage. You are going to have an unfair advantage in getting stuff done now simply because you understand what the enemy is. You've got a three-step process to take it down, and you're going to do that before you even start to take the action that you maybe don't even want to take. It's going to change how you approach doing the thing as well because your resistance is already down. It really is a win-win-win all the way around. In the next episode, we will be talking about, I will actually be giving you permission to quit. Permission to quit. Quit what? You'll have to tune in. We'll share all the details in episode number 8. Until then, why not do life on your own terms? Why not live with intention? Why not write a new chapter and start today? We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.